morning, everybody. It is Monday. It is the 13th. Monday the 13th. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, no, there isn't a Monday the 13th
no,
problem.
Man.
That's a Friday the 13th problem. You have no problems today at all. We're all here. We're ready to take care of you, look after you through the course of the day. Today, we've got, I don't know, I hope everybody's back in the rhythm now. Like last week was lame, man.
Yeah, last week people were still off, but it was nice to get things ready before everyone else.
Yeah, but I was why did I bother coming to work when everybody else is still fucking around?
I think you do this every year.
I do, huh?
Yeah.
I get excited and then I want to be back and nobody else wants to be back. It's just me.
Yeah, you're like all fired up on the Monday. You're like, oh, no, got to get working, got to do things.
So embarrassing. Anyway,
yeah,
we're here and we are ready to go this morning. Leanne Moll and I and our producers, James and Flex, who are busy. I don't know what they're doing in there. Good morning from Bloemfontein, says Shani. Bloemfontein. What? Listen, I love the rain. I don't want to sound ungrateful.
And you're going to say, and we shouldn't be talking about the weather.
I know. And we normally don't. But it's like.
It's a lot.
It's like I live in a tropical jungle at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay? Everything is out of control.
Everything's soaky. Like I sat on my outside furniture.
I mean,
and when I got up, I thought, did I piss myself? But it was cold.
But you have to ask yourself if you.
Yeah, no, look, I don't know sometimes.
Oh, that's horrible. We have some interesting stuff for you this morning. We're going to be speaking to someone royal in a little while.
Ooh.
Yeah, just after 7 o'clock, we're going to speak to Belekazi Mabandla, who is the head of diplomatic services for the Jamangire Kamabandla royal family.
You know,
we have these royal families in South Africa, and people don't know anything about them.
Mm.
Most of them don't know anything about them. And we're going to find out from her how it all works. So I think that'll be interesting.
Mm.
Get some sport with James a little bit later on. We don't have Hanan back yet. So all you lunatics and mental health cases.
Stay at home.
Yeah. Yeah, just you people who've got you're fucked in the head. Just stay at home until Dr. Hanan's back, all right? Take an extra week. Lie there. Be depressed, be anxious,
all of the things.
Just do those things, and then you'll be all right in a week's time.
It'll be safe in a week.
For 1 week, just be depressed.
Yeah.
What can I say? I see lots of people up and about in the comments section this morning too. Leanne, does that Diet Coke actually work? I see you hiding it there.
What does it mean?
That is from Max Sony, who says, does that Diet Coke?
Does it quench one's thirst? Yes. I personally have it because I don't drink coffee.
Yes, that's true.
So it's a bit of a caffeine. Yeah. I have the zero sugar.
Well, then it's,
but it's still got caffeine in it. Just for a little, you know, I mean, what's the time for crying out loud, you know?
Listen, I didn't know. Because, I mean, we talk about coffee because it's a morning show.
Mm.
You know, we're on in the morning and we've spoken about coffee for years. We always used to tease, like, CS about how particular he was about his coffee. And, you know, there are people around here who they know a lot about coffee. They know how to make it properly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've got a machine here, like the barista machine, you know, the thing that you attach the little handle with the thing with the filter, blah,
blah,
blah.
Noisy thing.
And it goes, and then, you know, you make the frothy milk.
I can tell you know a lot.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about this. So luckily we've got someone called KB who showed me once how to do it. But people take coffee so seriously. It's like
it's a whole thing. I mean,
like wine people, you know, if you go to dinner and you happen to be with someone who's obsessed with wine and they know everything about it, it's very interesting, maybe for like 2-3 minutes.
Mm.
After that, you're like,
But with coffee, it kind of takes over the whole day. It's not only about the morning.
Yeah. And I think people are obsessed with it because it's one of the things you can do while you're at work.
Yeah. The legal things you can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, in our office, it's huge. And I'm also, again, the only person who doesn't drink coffee.
Yeah.
They go for walks to like a specific coffee place. And
no.
Yeah. And I'm like, how much time are you wasting? There's a lot of time wasted over coffee.
People take it super seriously. Mm. But then it's the same with the, you know, do you waste more time on the coffee or the smokers wasting more time?
There we go. That's why I can't say anything.
Yeah. Anyway, would you rather have a coffee or a tequila first thing in the morning, says Mason. I got to tell you, like, I don't actually like drinking unless it's a social thing. I've never wanted to just drink. when it's just me. And I know that that's odd because for a lot of people, drinking is the, I don't know if you saw that thing. There was that report that came out that we spent an inordinate amount of money on alcohol in this country during the period from, I think it was from Christmas to New Year or just a day after New Year or whatever. And they did a calculation and it turns out like if every adult South African drank, we would have each spent 200 Rand or 300 Rand. But obviously not all South African adults drink. So that means that the ones who were drinking are really, they're carrying the rest of us, you know?
Yeah.
They're spending a lot. And we as a country spent an absolute fortune on alcohol over the holidays. And I'm like, okay, cool. That's fine if it's a social thing.
It really is, though.
Well, I do know that there are people. I mean, if I think about it, my grandfather's generation, they'd get home from work.
Yes.
And they'd have a whiskey, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That was what they did. And I don't know that that's what people do anymore. But I do know, like, these Hausfrauen who are like, polish off a bottle of Chardonnay just because they hate their husbands. Or and I wonder how many people are doing that in the morning.
Oh, God. Oh, gosh.
You know?
No. If you start drinking wine, I've done that. You start drinking wine in the morning, you're not going to be functional for the rest of the day.
24 December to 2 January. Reportedly, we spent 7.7 billion with a B rand on alcohol. That's a lot of money.
At least it's legitimate spending. It's not like when the government says we spent 7.7 billion on this and you don't know if they really did.
Yeah, well, we did and then we ended up with a hangover.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean,
we've got hangovers for proof. Yeah, receipts.
Hangovers proof, but of course it's not improving your life long term.
No.
You know, we also discussed this the other day about how the American Surgeon General now says that, you know, alcohol is the third biggest preventable cause of cancer.
Mm.
I'm like, well, don't tell people that because actually you've been saying to them you must have a glass of red wine every day. That was the same.
Same thing as smoking. Doctors would smoke.
Yeah, I mean, something's going to get you. So rather just do what you want. And to answer your question short and sharply, I'm not even a big coffee guy. I don't think I could drink. Even when I was on holiday in my 20s, I don't think I could drink first thing in the morning.
Mm-mm.
So I'll have, this is like rooibos tea or something boring.
No, if I have a mimosa or something, if we've gone away for the weekend, we have a brunch or something.
A mimosa.
then I want to sleep straight away.
Dors that mimosa.
Dors that coke work.
All right, back to school, back to reality, says Conga Chris. So is it back to school today?
This week. I don't think it's a Monday, not usually a Monday.
Yeah.
But you can. Last week, Monday and Tuesday, the traffic was wonderful. And each day it's just got worse.
Coffee must be banned. Life is too short to be drinking Jacobs or some shit. Shit coffee.
Shit coffee, yeah.
So I kind of agree with that. Like if you're going to – someone said to me once, and I really took it very seriously. It's like if you're going to do something regularly, if it's going to be a thing that you do, then for God's sake, do it properly. Like if you do drink coffee, even if it's one cup a day, then make sure it's good.
Yeah, I feel that way about tea because I do drink tea, but I'll have tea maybe twice a week. But it needs to be a good herbal tea brewed at the right temperature. It needs to be loose leaf.
Herbal tea, is that for the pooing?
Yes, Gareth, it's to keep my stools loose.
I thought so, yeah. Without Dr. Hanan here, I've got to read between the lines. Literally read the tea leaves with you. All right. They want to increase the tax on alcohol again. They do it every year.
Yeah, no surprise.
I actually think we should all just stop drinking to spite the government because, I mean, the kind of money they make out of that 7.7, whatever, what was the amount? 7.7 billion Rand. You know, they're getting a huge amount of that, which they don't deserve. I mean, they don't deserve any of it, frankly. I saw that they're proposing some new Deeds Registries Act or something. You know, this government really think like the people of this country are going to follow their dumb rules. NIH, all of these things that they're trying to do everything. NHI, National Health Insurance. They're trying to do all of this stuff. It's like, fine, guys, you can make as many rules as you want, but you're going to need people to enforce those rules. And
it's like ETOLs.
I don't see South Africans complying. I mean, people like you comply to the ETOL stuff.
Yes, forget that.
I will never forgive you for it. It's not just forget. Like
you know that I owe them 7 cents and they still send me an invoice every month.
See, how many times must you be abused by these people before you'll realize they're not your friends?
I mean, where do you even pay these things?
You mustn't pay. You should never have in the first place. You used to pay. Poor Leanne. Don't fall for it. Be a rebel. When the government say you must do something, refuse. Like, I don't know why people listen to them. They're not serious. They don't know how to do things properly. Civil disobedience is like, it's built into us as South Africans. We should not be listening to any of these assholes in government, any from any party. Don't listen to any one minister. Don't listen to the president. Ignore their rules. Do whatever you want. This is the Wild West. Welcome. It's a great year to start disobeying the government.
I think if you stick to the Ten Commandments, we might be okay. There has to be some bit of order.
I mean, you know my rule, like just don't hurt people, right?
Mm.
So, and that means you can hurt them mentally, you can hurt them spiritually, you can hurt them emotionally, you can hurt them physically.
Driving too fast or driving drunk.
Yeah. So don't hurt people. If something you're going to do is going to result in you hurting someone else, then rather don't do it. And if you follow that rule, everything else seems to make sense.
Mm.
I mean, they're going to tax you on alcohol, which is one thing you get that will make your day a bit better after like a heavy week at work, you know?
You remember they were hit badly during COVID because people weren't buying cigarettes and alcohol. Yeah.
Right. So we must just remember that. Smoking is a known therapeutic for flatulence. Just saying, it could be beneficial. I was in a dorpie the other day, says Vidzako. And I asked them what they do for fun. Yep, he said drinking.
Yeah.
That's it. True alcoholics have a 5-liter box of wine next to the bed.
Next to the bed?
That's terrible. I pay $70 for a clip drift here in Australia. It's still worth it, though. Oof. Do the calculation for me because I'm bad at this. What is a $70?
It's a few hundred rand. Or is it even over? I don't know. I mean, I can actually work it out for you.
Well, that's kind of what I was angling at, you know?
There we go, James. 1,300
for a bottle of Clippies. That's bad.
And how long does that last? 3 nights, maybe?
Well, I'm just looking here. I mean, I think probably, you know, Ricky, I'm thinking probably about 15 minutes. Is that unkind? The government introduced a new dress law that requires the recording of race address. That's the one I'm talking about. It's the Deeds Registries Act, Amendment Act, or whatever. And it wants you to – you see, what they're trying to do is because they can't deliver to anybody who they've promised they'd deliver to, this government are forced to, like, go for low-hanging fruit. So they just keep promising shit that they know they can't deliver.
Mm.
There's nothing left
which
in the cupboard.
Which is why they, you know, like, will change a street name.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's just,
or
it's so pathetic.
Stop e-tolls.
Does Leanne still pay a TV license? People want to know.
I'm currently in their bad books.
You rebel, you.
Oh, I know.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm
well
scared.
Done.
But I'm scared of saying it. I'm scared they're watching.
No, don't be afraid. Gareth, did you know that Leanne has already started voluntarily paying for the NHI? She puts it in a tax return, do you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, of course. Without
anybody.
Well,
I mean, I didn't earn money for a while. So.
Listen, I always say if you're a communist or a socialist and you believe that we should be taxed more, you know, there are lots of people who go, well, I don't think we're taxed enough and I think I would be happy with, then just go to the government.
Who are those people?
There are people like that.
Really?
Yeah, you hear about them in the news often, like, these billionaires who feel bad about being billionaires, right? And they go,
well, then they must just
I
make
would
donations.
Voluntarily. Well, Bill Gates said this once. He's like, I would voluntarily pay more tax. And I'm like, well, go and drop off money at the government. Just go to whichever revenue office you prefer and just say to them, here, bonus. You can have all of this money and do it in Kruger Rands if you really got the money and you want to, or in 1 cent coins if you want to fuck with them a bit.
Mm.
But give them your money. I don't have to, and I don't want to.
People do, though. I read recently, it was the Oppenheimers, I think, who were the biggest contributors to political parties.
Yeah.
And interestingly, in KZN, they gave money to both the DA and then what is the ruling party, second biggest party in KZN.
Well, MK's the biggest
no,
party.
No, not
in
MK. So IFP?
IFP.
Oh. So they gave it to the DA and IFP. And I couldn't quite understand that.
Yeah, it's called hedging your bets.
Right.
So what you do if you're a rich person who wants to influence politics, and for some reason a lot of them do, they give to both parties so that they're in the good graces of both parties when it comes to. I mean, maybe they're just doing it out of like, you know, I've got abundance. Let me just help everybody. You guys look like you need some money. Who knows? I don't know. It lasts me like 6 months, says Ricky, that
wow.
bottle. Wow.
That's
okay.
A long time.
I only drink like once a month. All right. Well, all right. I've forgotten that you moved to Australia. Okay. All right. Then just drink wine, says some people. You're doing US dollars and not Australian dollars, says Bitcoin Butt. That's different. Now, let us turn our attention to tortoises having sex.
Yeah, well, just
This is way more useful to people.
It's a natural segue.
Okay, I was going to say, you know, from clip drift in Australia to tortoises having sex, you can see the link. I mean, I don't have to spell it out for you.
Have you seen tortoises having sex?
Well, I have, because I remember we were comparing animal noises. We did a quiz once where I would play an animal noise and you'd have to guess what it was. And then we played the tortoise noise and none of you believed it. So I had to find the video and show you the video. And it happened to be two tortoises mating and they make a very strange noise.
I saw two live.
Really?
Yes, in public.
How long did you watch them for, you pervert?
Well, it took me a while to understand what they were doing. We went to that bird park in Monte Cassino.
Yes.
And at the entrance,
yes,
there were two tortoises having at it.
Oh.
And I didn't understand what they were doing. And the little girl said to her mom, "Mommy, what are they doing?"
Uh-oh.
And that's when I realized, because she went, "Nothing, my sweet." But they literally go, "Oh, oh, oh." So that's the kind of speed, okay? That was the speed that was going on. We toured the entire bird park, saw all of the birds.
And they were still going.
We came out and he was going, "Oh, oh, oh."
Oh, sped up.
Sped up by a bit. I didn't wait around for them to finish. But my goodness, it takes a long time. Because, you know, in nature, you watch lions, for instance, or big cats, it takes 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Even bulls or horses.
No, they really don't make a full go of it.
No, these
tortoises they make it last.
They're in it for the win.
Okay, so do we have any videos of this? Because, you know, people are going to want to look it up, and why do we make them do the work? Have we got that? All right, let's take a look.
I have an abundance of food because I need him to give her a break. So I got to switch him out. So, we're going to put down a bunch of food to see if that's going to dry. Hey, buddy. Hey. You need to give me a break, dude. Come eat the food. I've got another girlfriend. Just come eat the food. I have another girl for you. Yes, Wanda's done. It's time for Marianne. Yes, come on. You gotta let go. Come on, just let her go. There you go. You're thinking about it. You're looking at that food right there. Aren't you?
That's so yummy looking. You know you want it. You know you want that food, dude. Come on. You know you want it. Just come and get the food.
13 hours those two were going. You wouldn't even break for food. That poor girl tortoise.
She was exhausted. You see, she was like hiding her head back in her shell. It's amazing. So they go for 13 hours. No toilet breaks.
Nothing.
No food breaks. I mean, that's stamina. You talk about stamina. That's pretty damned impressive.
Yeah, I mean, they're porn stars who wish they had that stamina.
Absolutely.
Imagine how much money they could make.
Yeah, I mean, they could really make very long pornos that no one would watch.
No, because no one can last that.
There was like, we were just watching was like tortoise porn. Right?
Sure.
Unbelievable. Pump over food like a real man, says Bitcoin Boot.
I sent that to James and I said, please feel free to edit it down. Just include a bit of the pumping.
Yeah, but I mean, the tortoise was drooling. He was drooling as well. You saw that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a mess.
Sounds like the start of one of Gwede Mantashe's speeches. Yeah. It's very, very bad. Dry humping sounds, says Raven. Leanne, you're on the money, says Max Sony.
Mm.
Tabo says female tortoises must hate sex.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine how tired.
Unless they get there faster and they can do that multiple times during the 13 hours.
13 hours?
It's still a lot for anyone.
Tell you what. Whew, it's very, very, it's just that, that's absolutely incredible. And, you know, when you talk about animal noises, this is the one that people always forget to include.
That's it.
Like, come on, tortoises. Come on, make the noise of a lion roaring and rawr, and then you say, and now a tortoise fucking.
Yeah.
And you get blank stares all over the room. Shame. And everything tortoises do seems to take a lot of time up. That's why they live for 200-300 years. You know those giant tortoises in, you know, it's, I don't know.
Some island.
Easter Island or
Easter
something.
Easter Island.
They've been there. That tortoise, I think there's
those ones are as big as this table. They're enormous.
The Galapagos or something. They're the one tortoise lived for 250 years or something. Well, that makes sense. That's why, you know, he's got 13 hours to have sex.
But don't be fooled about the slow walking thing. I had a tortoise when I lived in Kulk Bay.
Yeah.
And that thing was fast.
Really?
Like it would catch my eyes through the window. At that speed.
Maybe they manipulate time.
Maybe they do.
That's what they've got in that shell. There's a whole mechanism to manipulate time. Unbelievable. Maybe wrong, but I think only humans and a few other mammals actually enjoy sex, says Patrick.
I think it's dolphins.
Dolphins and us. What else?
I think it's just dolphins.
It seems like tortoises by the looks of things. Why would you keep going?
Does that look like enjoyment?
13 hours.
That looked laborious.
So it's like work.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that looked like painful.
It's the first being I've seen that takes their house with them to go and pump. That's a good point. There's no such thing as a quickie in tortoise land. No, I don't think so, hey? Someone's going to figure out how to make muti from the long-lasting sex thing from tortoises.
I
was right.
Oh, gosh.
You know, people are going to be like, well, if tortoises can do it, there must be something they have that we need.
Mm.
And you know what happens then?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to go well for tortoises. All right, so there's lots of talk. I cannot get over these fires in Los Angeles. It is devastating.
No, the scale's unreal.
I had to. I messaged two people that I know who live in California, and one of them, their house hasn't been touched, which is great. They're safe, but they all know so many people, and you've seen all the celebrities,
yeah.
Right?
Let's think. There was Tom Hanks's house.
Yeah.
There was Kim Kardashian's, Paris Hilton's.
Jeez, Paris Hilton posted this thing.
Yes.
Someone forwarded it to me of her like walking through her house and there's nothing. I mean, it looks like a war zone. And that's not saying, you know, people go, oh, it looks like a war zone. This really is just, it's unbelievable
like
devastation. Isabella Rossellini. Her brother, Roberto Rossellini, went back to check on his house after the fires, burnt down completely, and there's this picture that she got from him of this Oscar statuette that is just like the base is all melted and everything, but you can see it like lying in the rubble. I mean,
and of course there is the thought of there are celebrities, they have a lot of money. This is their second or third or fourth house. They've got many other houses. But if you think about it and have a little bit of empathy, watching Paris Hilton, she lives there with her she's made memories there with her children.
That's what she said. She said there was
that's her children's home.
There was art on the fridge that their kids had done just that week before or whatever. You know, that's shitty for anybody. And not having sympathy for someone just because they have more than you is just as bad as not having sympathy for someone because they have less than it's just as bad. And I hate this idea that there are people who think that you only need to be nice to those who have less than you because the ones who have more than you, they'll be all right. I mean, it comes from such a a simplified view of how the world works. Look at that drop of water from a helicopter. I saw the most incredible footage of these planes that people fly, and the plane glides along the surface of the sea, for example, or a lake, picks up water, how it doesn't stall and
flip over.
You know, it picks up water and then it takes off virtually straight away and goes and drops the water then on the fire. And these helicopters picking up water from people's swimming pools.
Yes. Again, to bring up Cork Bay, when the fires, I mean, nothing like this, but there was a very close call.
No, I remember there were some bad fires in the Cape, yeah.
And watching the helicopters there, with they look so small, these little buckets. Yeah. But you know how big they are, going They're into enormous. The sea. And there as well, taking off and trying to not go too fast or slow and dropping it at just the right point. I mean,
what skill, huh? There's this one video I watched. I mean, I can't help myself. I get sucked into something. And then before you know it, you're watching, you know, hours and hours of footage. There was this one where this guy just made the most perfect water drop across the strip of fire that
was
burning.
Edge of the fire, yeah.
And he got it all. And I'm like, what a hero. You know, these people are really working hard. And of course, everybody's now climbing onto the who do we blame bandwagon. And there are people can be blamed. The Pacific Palisades Reservoir was empty, has been for ages.
Mayor is in huge.
The mayor, she was in Ghana. I mean, we spoke about her the other day too. She just is completely incompetent, doesn't know what to do. Now she's pulling the whole we must stand together card. It's like, no, actually, you're a fucking disaster.
She was asked about 10 questions by reporters when she arrived, and she couldn't say anything.
Couldn't answer any of them.
She was just overwhelmed.
No. So get her out. She's no good. And the same for Governor Gavin Newsom, who's like, he's got the slick back hair, and he's wearing the aviator glasses like a, you know, bad guy from a movie. And he's just, this woman walked up to him. This is the most embarrassing thing that can happen. And he's on the phone, you know, he's using his phone because then he's busy. Then he doesn't have to talk to her because he has nothing to say to these people. He's totally fucked up. He's on the phone and this woman's like, Governor, I want to talk to you. And he's like, excuse me, I'm just on the phone to President Biden.
Oh.
And she goes, okay, good. Put him on speaker. I want to talk to him. So he goes, we were just cut off. You know, like caught with your pants down. How embarrassing. I mean, these people are just, and they don't care. These are supposedly the ones who give a shit. They're two useless fucking people in one picture.
That's the mayor in the front.
The mayor. What's her name again? Ugh, I don't know. Anyway, Karen Bass is her name. Karen Bass. And then he's Governor Gavin Newsom with a hat on. I mean, I wouldn't let these two put out the braai after everyone has eaten. That's how useless they are. Unbelievable. And I see also that they're looking to ban TikTok in the US.
Yes.
Is it going to happen? Is it going to really mean the end of all those influencers? What are they going to do? They're going to have to get real jobs?
You know what? It's actually not the influencers. TikTok is not about influencers. It's definitely still more Instagram.
Okay, so how does it work?
It really is a really good tool to keep track of modern society.
Okay, tell me more. I'm just while you're doing
is that President Biden?
No, it's this woman who it's this Chinese woman who sings songs, right? So listen. I brought that up especially because I knew when you talk about TikTok, that's what happens in my head. I hear her going, ha, tong, ting, tong, tang. That's all I hear. So you can start again.
No, it's like watching, for me, it's like watching the news, but just to the power of 15, because you're not just getting one point of view. I don't know, it's a big tool for me in keeping up. There's some things that I wouldn't have known that happened that you get first on TikTok.
Well, this week, the Supreme Court heard arguments for and against the banning of the app, which has come under fire in recent months due to the Chinese parent company ByteDance possibly influencing Americans and collecting data that should be used or could be used against them. During the legal arguments, Chief Justice John Roberts noted that free expression does not apply in this case, since the app could be used for coercion. He stated Congress advocates for free expression, but is not in is not fine with a foreign adversary like China, for example, gathering information about 170 million people in America who use TikTok. Ban is set to take place on January the 19th. So it's going to happen. What does that mean, though, for people who make a living out of it? That's what I want to know.
Yes, and there are a lot of people who rely on that. There are people who would never have had an opportunity to get out of the situations that they're in, whether it's medical assistance for their children, even silly things like having a boob op. There are people who were absolutely unemployed before who make a living off of TikTok.
Well, they'll have to find a real job.
I mean, the it's one like channel
the people,
I watch...
It's like all the people in government who don't do anything and should be fired. They should actually be in a real job. They should be doing something which contributes to society.
Well, these people are contributing to society.
They'll have to find something else.
One of the channels I watch, We Rate Dogs, they've always been around on the other platforms before TikTok. But because of TikTok, they've blown up. And it's one guy who does the voice, you know, the face to camera. But they rate my top 10 dogs over the last week. And before the last dog, there's always a sponsor. And because of that sponsor, they then show you what they did with that money. They've cleared out shelters.
Oh, no, you're going to have to get your dogs rated somewhere else, Leanne.
They've cleared out shelters. They've paid for surgeries.
How are you going to manage without your top 10 dog list this week?
Shame, no.
But so they do good work as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right. China is stupid with their great firewall. I used a cheap VPN and got around it. Yeah, I suppose people could do that too. I do worry that, you know, just like America gathers intel on us and we seem to be okay with that. I don't like any foreign government. I don't even like our government gathering info on us. The less information that you hand over to these people, the better for you. And we are going to enter a period at some point in the next 10 to 15 years, if not sooner, where the greatest asset you will have
is
exactly that, keeping your stuff to yourself. Mm-hmm. And it'll be worth a fortune. Those will be the happiest people in the world. The ones who don't have
profiles. Just off-grid.
Yeah, they don't have a profile on any social media network. They're not sharing information with governments. They're just quietly going about their thing.
Sure, it's difficult, though. I mean, for instance, you know, I have an aunt with special needs, and she doesn't have a smartphone. I think she'd be phoning us from her landline every day asking questions of how to work it. So she has a normal, you know, little Nokia or whatever. But the thing is, we can't track her, and it's not safe. She walks around. She does things. Sometimes we'll be fetching her, and we don't know where she is. And it got to the point where we said we might have to put a
chip in her.
No, a tracker. One of those
the Apple
AirTag. Put an AirTag onto her phone so that we can find where she is.
But well, maybe that's a good idea.
Eventually,
have it implanted under a left tit or something and follow her around.
Oh, gosh.
A shock collar, says Percy. You must want one of those. It's not a bad idea either.
When you get to a certain perimeter.
Yeah, it like goes off. Sometimes I feel like my house burning down could be freeing. Of course, it would be terrible, says B. Part of me would be relieved to get rid of everything without having to decide to.
Oh, no, B, just move. Just
can
move
I tell
house.
You something? Like, this is just, that is absolutely the most ridiculous and stupid thing. And I'm gonna embarrass you about this. This is you being lazy. Sort your shit out. I mean, really. You would rather have
just I know move. You, just I know try you, moving. That's a good practice session.
But I know you're being, slightly ironic here. But that's just unbelievable that some part of you goes, oh well, I just rather it all burns down. No, come on, just tidy your shit up. What's wrong with you? It'll take you like a couple of days. You know how therapeutic that'll be. You'll feel so much better. Don't be like that, B. Am I right, Bitcoin Boots? Congo Chris says, Gareth, it's not the government you should worry about. AI can replicate you fairly convincingly. All we would need to do is feed some of these shows into it. I can't wait. I can't wait for AI to take over this show. Are you kidding? You know what I'd be doing right now? Sleeping.
Having a fat sleep.
Yeah. I would be chilling. Stone cold chilling. I got some things to do, man. The Real Network Itakwini is located 95 million rands for smart policing this year. I don't know if they can build a surveillance state, but they're trying. Yeah, slippery pickle. Don't panic about that. Itakwini. Please. Durban is such a disaster at the moment. I was talking to someone who lives there the other day, and they were saying to me, it is just a mess. It's like...
It's had everything thrown at it, though.
Everything. We've had riots. We've had floods. We've had all sorts of stuff. But honestly, the place is a disaster. Now, if they can't get the city working, you don't have to worry about like smart policing. Right now, I'd take dumb policing, frankly, if I were in Durban. Yeah, any dumb policing. Apparently, Mel Gibson's response is he said he was happy to be freed from all of his stuff. That's why B said that. You know, there are all these conspiracy theorists too who are saying, oh, well, this is the P. Diddy party information being a hell of a lot of destruction just to destroy a little bit of evidence. I mean, you could have made a fire on half of this desk.
One warehouse. Warehouse or storage.
Not even
unit.
A small warehouse. I'm telling you, there's not that much evidence. Most of it's probably digital. So you just burn a couple of hard drives if they can find them. To burn down the whole of Malibu, Pacific Palisades, Eaton. I mean, there's some big neighborhoods. Apparently, it's heading towards Brentwood now, too, which is where a lot of people have their houses. It's really bad. Do you guys know that most government schools don't have funding for stationery?
Yes, parents have to buy it. But that was like that for us at school. We had to buy our own stationery.
No, I don't remember the government buying us anything.
No. We got a list. We had to buy books, everything.
And it was expensive stuff. Yeah, crayons.
I used to use that to balance for my balance sheet in accounting.
Crayons.
That I got a G for.
No, we had to buy all our own stuff.
Yeah, staplers.
I loved that. Because you know how I am about stationery, right? It's like one of my favorite things to buy.
I was in Mr. Price's home buying towels and boring things yesterday.
But that's so nice too.
But they had a...
You don't like buying towels and things?
Well, I suppose, but they're
brand
weren't, they
new,
weren't
nice, fluffy
for me,
towels.
But yes, there was I didn't get these from Mr. Price Home. I got them from Volpe's. Also, a beautiful store.
Who were they for if they weren't for you?
For my mum.
Okay.
As we're moving her.
Right. Okay.
Et cetera.
Got you.
We again just chucked out a whole lot of stuff and we're just starting fresh, which is really nice. It is fun. But no, in Mr. Price Home, I could hear harps. The stationery section.
They have stationery in Mr. Price Home?
Yeah, they've got like stuff to set up your desk
can't
at home
stick
with.
To their lane?
And guys, calendars.
Hang on a second. You're Mr. Price Home. How about home stuff?
It I is that, for your home office or your home. Your
but stationery, they should stay in their lane. I don't want them doing stationery. What do they have that other shops don't? So like this is where McDonald's.
McDonald's
should just make a Big Mac and they shouldn't give people any options.
I'm going to challenge you then to go to a Mr. Price, but a big one, like Mr. Price Home.
All right,
and look at the stationery section.
I have to do it.
Wall organizers.
I will warn you though. I will warn you. Nina Hasty was on the show last Wednesday, and she told me I have to watch Wicked because everyone's talking about Wicked, and I won't. Don't tell her, but I'm not going to watch it. I'm never going to watch. I hate musicals. I hate them. I'm not going to watch it. So. I'll maybe take on yours. It's a little bit more interesting.
I'll go and I'll go again and send you pictures. I was in a bit of a rush, okay, because I had my mom and carers and everything and a list of things to do. But so I ran past it in slow motion because that's how I ran, in slow motion.
And?
Just like stuff that you put on your walls that organizes shit.
Oh, wow.
And like filing sections and desk organizers and
I like that. That's nice. You like that stuff too,
love
right?
Love stationery.
It's my favorite thing. So why are Americans still building their houses out of wood like the one little pig? That is a good question. But Americans, and I mean you can even see there's a video where you can see one of the houses in Malibu is built out of concrete. Obviously it's right on the beach. So they have to build retaining walls and all kinds of other things and sink these deep pylons into the ground to build the house on. The concrete houses are fine. They didn't burn down. And a lot of these houses are made of like dry, you know, What do they call it? Dry walling.
Yeah, they go down like easily.
It's really, I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Mr. Price sells stationary, not stationery. Couches should not move. Smart. Viva Walton, says Percy. We have what's called no-fee schools. Kids don't even pay to attend. Everything is free. Plus, they get food once a day. Shit changed. Books are provided to write, copy. Yeah, you see.
Where is that?
No, this is South Africa. Supposedly, the idea is that kids will go to, really, I mean, let's level with everybody on this. What the Department of Education are supposed to do is educate your children. What they actually do is they take them off the parents' hands for half the day. They feed them. They give them stationery. They supposedly teach them. Well, they don't, but they try. And they become a proxy parent because we've got such stupid and useless parents in this country. And the only hope some of these kids have of becoming well-adjusted, getting a meal a day, actually not starving to death, having some adult in the world somewhere care for them, because God knows it's not their parents. The only hope they've got is the Department of Basic Education, which is our most expensive government department. And it's appalling. It's appalling to me that the school has to stand in and do all of this stuff, because the school didn't make your child. You did. And as the parent, you should be embarrassed and humiliated and degraded, frankly, by the fact that the government, i.e. the taxpayer, has to shoulder the burden of your fucking child. Just saying.
Yeah.
So you are right, Lito, but it's very bad. Los Angeles is the category of very high risk for earthquakes, hence wooden houses. Well, that's another thing, right, is humans build houses where nature just doesn't.
Shit happens.
But nature just doesn't want us to. I remember there was this island called Montserrat in the, I think it's in the Atlantic. It's somewhere in the Caribbean even.
There's a font called Montserrat.
Yeah, this island. It's an active volcano. An active volcano. People are building their houses down there going, this is a nice place for a house. Don't worry about that volcano. No, actually, you should worry about that volcano. And if you're building your house in an area where, I mean, there's no water for a start, you shouldn't be building your house there. Humans can't just live wherever they want. You know, often people talk about the state of the area around the airport in Cape Town, for example.
Yes.
And the housing and the shacks and all of that stuff. You know, the water table is like this far under the ground.
Yes.
And it's sand. You can't bury pipes there. You can't put foundations into the ground. Nothing. That's why they have all those portable loos that are built everywhere. Built in, but like on shifting sands, literally. And people shouldn't be living there. There shouldn't be shacks there. There shouldn't be dwellings at all. It's not land that people could live in. And people do. They come there and they live there. Like millions of people. So everybody goes, oh, well, it's the Western Cape's government, Cape government's fault. People should not be living in those conditions or on that land. The Cape Flats is not a hospitable area for humans. It's just not. The schooling system is to instill punch clock factory routines and create good factory workers. That's why you have bells, lunch breaks, and you get punished for arriving late. That is not untrue. But in this country, we also do a lot of other things that really should be the parents. Add all the foreign nationals' kids to the mix and becomes a shit show. We don't deny anyone the right to education, even if you're illegal, which is crazy. The whole foreshore in Cape Town plus the waterfront is in danger up to the castle, as the ocean once went up to the castle. Nature may just take the land back. Well, I mean, you get one really bad storm, and that can easily happen, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get into some sport quickly. You know, after the fun of like nailing the education system and tortoise sex, it's only appropriate that we bring in a little bit of sport. And James has got his laptop and he's at the ready and he's going to tell us what happened. What happened to Accrington Stanley over the weekend?
Accrington Stanley lost 4-0 this week.
Because that's what I was more interested in than anything else.
I thought you were making that up.
No, it's an actual. So did I when Ben brought it up on Friday. I'm like, Accrington Stanley. And it is. It's an actual team.
They are. And they did lose 4-0 to my team. So
shame.
You hate to see it. It was expected, right?
Liverpool.
Liverpool. the Goats, they're still doing what they need to do.
Yeah, just while I mean, when you're up against Accrington Stanley, let's not take too much credit.
You know, how easy does it get?
Exactly.
Man City, they also played the FA Cup this weekend against Salford City. Interesting game there. They won 8-0. The interesting story behind that game is the team of guys that own Salford City, they used to play for Manchester United. So there's like some deep-rooted blood in that storyline there. Man City won 8-0. Mm-hmm. Arsenal, they lost to Man United. So Ben's woken up a little bit sad this morning.
I'm sure he'll be just devastated. He'll move on quickly. Don't worry.
Not the one. I did speak to him last night. He said his only hope lies in their women's team now. Which
sure.
I wish him all the luck for.
Okay.
Is all I'll say. They lost 5-3 to Man United on penalties. Chelsea, they beat Morecambe 5-0. And Villa beat West Ham 2-1 in the FA Cup. So next round of games in the FA Cup is set to take place in Feb. There was also CAF Champions League games this past weekend. Pirates won 2-1. And Sundowns, they also won 2-1 against Maniema Union.
You knew all about that, yeah.
That name
could
have been rehearsed.
I could tell
that you
watched that game.
Yeah. I was heavily invested in that result. it was also the Investec Champions Cup this weekend. La Rochelle, they played Leinster. Leinster, they ended up winning that game 16-14. The Bulls, they lost to Castres 10-49. The Sharks, they lost 8-20 to Toulouse. And the Stormers, they won 14-0 to the Sale Sharks. There was cricket this weekend, and I know we had the discussion last weekend about how hugely exciting the sport of cricket is, but it is getting exciting because they have.
I had this conversation with someone. I can't imagine watching a 5-day test.
No.
I mean, it would be like
we
this.
We spoke about this last Monday.
It was like this tortoise fucking. I mean, 13 hours of tortoises going,
For some people, it's. Love it, man.
There we go. It's a 5-day test. Lovely. All right. What else?
Okay, so in the world of tortoise banging this weekend, the SA20, Sunrisers Eastern Cape kicked it off against the Paarl Royals. Paarl Royals won by 9 wickets with 8 balls left. The Joburg Super Kings, they played MI Cape Town. Joburg Super Kings won by 6 runs. And then the Pretoria Capitals versus the Durban Super Giants was postponed due to all of this rain that we are having. And then MI Cape Town are set to play the Paarl Royals tonight at Hoppest 5. And then one of the last things I wanted to mention is your chat about musicals just now has triggered producer Flex.
Why?
He has a deep burning hatred for musicals, and that's just
me too, dude. I'm so with you. There's nothing fucking worse.
I dated someone.
Says to you, let's go to the musical, and you're like,
I dated someone who would become highly embarrassed just by watching musicals.
So yeah, I used to like at school.
He would
at school. I thought they were fun, you know, because you're also a kid at school. You're like it's
because they are kind of childish.
They are. They're childish. That's the whole point. And then you grow up, and you realize like this is really retarded. This is not entertainment for adults.
But you see, that's how I feel about things.
I'm going to conquer the world. You know,
it's
always so lame. It's like, I love you so much and you love me too. I mean, I could write a musical now with AI, especially, right? I could write the most cheesy fucking musical ever and people would go and see it. And they would pay money and we could make a serious amount, a large amount of money out of like the kind of people who are into musicals.
It takes a complete change of mindset. So for instance, I love, I'm thinking of Phantom of the Opera, for instance, which is the most recent one that I watched. And it is a bit awkward in the beginning. It feels like, you know, you look at each other and feel a bit strange.
Yeah, because people
then you get into
people
it.
Are talking and now they make them into movies. People are talking and then suddenly one of them bursts into song. And you're like, what the hell is this?
But what about like the masterpieces of like Grease, for example? Like what about those that have become like iconic movies for them being musicals?
Okay, so those are, they're almost like little artifacts.
Right.
They're like gives you a window into like a piece of culture from a certain era. And You mentioned like Phantom of the Opera, and Andrew Lloyd Webber is a hugely talented human being. And Tim Rice, who does the lyrics for those things, very, very talented guy. And I can understand how it's entertaining for people. It's just not entertaining for Flex and I. Okay, so if you invite certain people to a musical, they're going to be like, oh, that's a great idea. I can't wait to go. Like the last one I went to was the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but I went with like friends of mine who are into that. Mm. And I was like, okay, I'll just grin and bear it. But like as the music starts, you just go.
Did you clap like during?
Of course, you do what you have to do. No, I didn't do any of that. No, but I mean, you applaud the people for putting on the performance, right?
No, but did you?
Especially if they do a good job. No, I don't sing along and I don't clap my hands. No, but some people love it. I get that. And you said Grease, you know, and I get it. They are very well put together.
Right.
And they're designed to entertain people. And some people cry and they laugh and it's the most awesome experience for them. And I get that. I once understood those things and I grew up and I just don't get them anymore.
But it's
now the minute anyone says, let's go and see I can't even do that. Like a play is stupid to me.
Plays. And then I also had a thing at one stage about grown men at football games. Singing songs
also
and crying.
Yeah,
I was like,
take that
yeah, in case you think I'm like
so cringe,
in case you think I'm piling onto musicals and shit, I feel the same way about sport. Like, I see grown adult men crying about their team not winning, and I'm like, you've got to find something that gives you a little bit more than that in life, otherwise, your life's going to be really shit.
And people who watch show jumping and from far in the crowd, as the horse approaches, and they go.
Oh, right.
And the horse can't hear them. No one can, and everyone's going. Like, that's so.
I do have to disagree with both of you about sports specifically. Obviously,
shut up, James. Your time is up.
Oh,
why are you still here?
It's a different kind of pain. I just have to say, when your team loses,
Slippery
you
Pickle
cry.
Says I could watch a Monty Python musical. Just saying that would have been good. Look, some of them are hilariously funny too, and I hear people telling me. You have to get into it. Like you said, you have to almost switch off the logical part of your brain.
Yeah.
And you become like a theater kid and an annoying theater kid. And then I suppose you could enjoy it. I just can't anymore. And I feel the same way. I mean, Signet says Bollywood movies for the same reason. Fuck is always dancing behind a tree. it's childish.
You're walking in the street, then all of a sudden you break into coordinated dance.
So the worst movie, I never saw it, but the worst movie, I saw like a clip of it once, is when they turned Cats into a Hollywood movie.
The James
Do you remember?
Oh, with James.
That James Corden in it.
Oh, I never saw it, but yes.
It just looked like such absolute steaming shit that I know I would have hated every single second of it. And the same goes for this Wicked one that everybody's talking about now, which is the only reason we're talking about musicals. I'm not going to see it. I decided over the weekend. Someone messaged me and they're like, are you going to do what Nina said and go and see Wicked? I'm like, it's never going to happen. Because I know I'll be sitting in that movie 2 minutes in and I'll go, oh, there's so many things I could do that are better than this. Mm. And then I'd get up and leave. So I would have wasted the price of the ticket. I walk out of movies all the time. Wasted the price of the ticket. I would have probably bought something that's bad for me, like popcorn. And who would I take to that? Who would I punish?
I don't feel the need.
Who would I want to take with me? Flex, you want to go and see? Flex, after this, we're going to go and see Wicked, right?
I think after having streaming services.
He's literally hiding under the table.
There's no way that I would actually pay money to go and watch something that I didn't think I might enjoy. I'd much rather, in the privacy of my own home, turn off the show 10 minutes in.
Well,
never watch
The Lion King. That's technically a musical.
Just but also, you know, didn't like that. Liked it when you're young, and like it's telling you a story. It's a story. It's a nice story. But like as soon as you get to a certain age, I just think. Anyway, let's leave it alone because they're going to be people who love it. So, all right. Historically and culturally speaking, the Gen Zs don't know the Sound of Music, but even the Sound of Music. I mean, Maria up on a hill dancing around and the Nazis are coming. I mean, it's like, if the Nazis are coming, you're not going to be going, the hills are alive, singing about Edelweiss. Like, do me a favor. The fucking, it's the not the Nazis. Get off that fucking hill. Go run. Run, get out
There's
of there.
There's no time to
there
sing.
There are Nazis coming, and you're in charge of, like, I don't know, 27 Von Trapp children.
Dressed
get
in
off
curtains.
The mountain. I'd like to make a genre called, like, musicals in reality, where, like, you know, terrible shit happens to people, and they can't sing about it. They have to actually deal with, like, terrible shit happening. Like, my child
coming.
Just died of... The cut disease.
The black lung.
And they're not allowed to sing about it. They have to actually deal with it. The black lung.
Yeah, I mean, why did we sing Ring a Ring of Roses?
No.
It wasn't time,
I don't
time
want that.
For songs.
No, and
we need doctors.
If there were witches, okay, let's just be serious for a second. As I understand it, Wicked is all about the witches. And the one is the witch from the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
That's all I know, right? That's what Nina told me. If there were actually women with green skin flying around on fucking brooms, people would not be going, tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, this is great. They would be pooing in their pants. They would be
hiding
running
away.
For cover. They would be burning the ones they could catch at the stake. It would be a shit show. It would not be fun. You would not have these witches learning to love humanity or, you know, getting together. I don't know what the Ariana Grande
holding
witch
space
does.
For is it what
holding
is...
space for each other. You there would be we would be let me tell you what the village would do, and I'd be leading them. We would be pitchfork and like faggots of fire, right? Bundles of sticks that we would be ready to burn the witch. You know how long it takes to burn a witch? About 5 hours, and you need 1,000-degree fire.
It's faster if you do it with their broom. Because
I would. So what they should be doing is we should be burning the witches. We should be watching this movie thinking this is what would really happen. It's outrageous. What kind of fantasy do these people live in?
Gareth.
I'm not the musical guy. Don't ask me. No, why did you bring that up?
Now
you got me all riled
understand.
Up for nothing this morning.
I completely understand. Some that people were talking about Disney films the other day, and I'm like, I stopped watching animated stuff when I became an adult.
Yes,
but there are times where you can just let go when
By
everything's
the way,
going well.
I'll say
some
something
fun
really.
And imagination.
I'll say something really controversial. I used to be a big Star Wars fan.
Mm.
I used to be a Lord of the Rings fan, all that stuff. You know, because they're great movies. But would I? God, I wouldn't dress up and go to the Star Wars premiere like I did 15 years ago because it would be terrible and embarrassing and humiliating.
No, but I'm glad
for
that
everyone,
you
including me, at 47 years old.
That's
you,
the thing.
You don't dress up and get excited about Darth Vader. You just that's bad, right? It's like you can't get all upset that the elves and the Lord of the Rings aren't the kind that you thought they should be. Because when you read Tolkien in, I don't know, grade 8, and you were a big fan, that you now need to, it has to be your version. Someone's going to, there comes a point where you have to, as the Bible says, put away childish things.
It happens though, naturally. I mean, I used to love dress ups and fancy dress stuff. And now I just feel absolutely stupid doing it. But it was fun when I was younger. You know, I think that shit stopped in my 30s. But I do work with someone who's in his 20s. He's a graphic designer. His whole desk is set up with this amazing paraphernalia from Star Wars. And he's got alien-looking things and fire dragons. And they've all got names. And obsessed with Lego. He came to work one day in a Spider-Man outfit, and we were doing a conference call. He didn't realize he was on camera, but there I am at my desk, and behind me, Spider-Man sitting, working at his desk with his junk hanging out.
Oh, it's
and I'm on a client call. Look, they appreciate the corporates do like to know that they have a creative agency looking after them. It's like, ooh, can we visit your creative agency office?
Sure.
But to have Spider-Man.
Hey, again, he's in his 20s.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It'll, yeah.
Peter says, I tried watching Mamma Mia 3 times, but I just couldn't.
Oh, yeah, I battled with that one.
Apparently, I don't like musicals either, but I gave Emilia Perez a try. Great movie, says M. So this is a movie that's been nominated for an Oscar, apparently. It's about like a drug lord who becomes a woman. The trance thing.
Oh, okay.
No, not okay. It's a musical. I guarantee you it is a steaming pile of shit. I guarantee you. But Hollywood loves that stuff, right? It's like Hollywood. There's someone right now sitting in their burnt out husk of a house penning a musical. There's someone in Hollywood right now going, I know what we should do. We should write a musical.
About the fires.
About the fires. And there are people who've lost everything who will go and sit there in the crowd while a musical is being recited. I don't know how performed. And they'll be singing along to the fire and the flames licked my house and it all burnt down and the carcass of my pet was found. You know, I'm telling you, someone's going to write some shit like that. And they'll be singing along. Dummies.
That's why it's called escapism.
Yeah. The escape from reality. I'm a reality guy, okay?
I'm a realist,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, not into this at all. All right, thank you. That's all we got time for in this hour. We come back, we'll have a whole lot more, and we will not bring up musicals on the show again.
It's done.
Flex, we don't want to talk about it ever again. Yeah? Once this wicked thing is done, we move on. I was ready to move on long before.